Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the New England Patriots news feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Wednesday, January 25th, 2017. I'm Michael Laundrie, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady had a very impressive season in the 12 games he played in 2016. The guys over at Pro Football Focus rewarded him for that great season this week. Brady won three of PFF's season-ending awards, including the Best NFL Player of 2016. Brady also won Offensive Player of the Year and Best Passer. His 99.3 player rating was the highest of any quarterback in the past decade of play-by-play analysis. Brady also set the NFL record for touchdown-interception in a ratio for a season this year. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said Wednesday that he wouldn't be uncomfortable handing the Lombardi Trophy to quarterback Tom Brady if the New England Patriots win Super Bowl 51. Goodell said in an interview with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio that it wouldn't be awkward, saying, quote, "Not for a second. Tom Brady is one of the all-time greats. He has been for several years. He's on the precipice of at least potentially winning his fifth Super Bowl ring. He's an extraordinary player, great performer, and a surefire Hall of Famer. So it would be an honor," end quote. Goodell also talked about his decision to go to the NFC Championship game last week instead of the AFC Championship game, saying, quote, "We had two great games. I was in Boston 2 years ago for the divisional and the championship games. I try to get to as many stadiums as I can. We had two great games and you have to choose. Frankly, the focus should be on the players and the coaches and the great game. That's where it was this weekend and that's where it should be," end quote. The officiating crew for Super Bowl 51 was announced on Wednesday, with 17-year veteran Carl Cheffers being announced as the head referee for the game. Cheffers refereed the AFC Divisional game matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Kansas City Chiefs, and was subject to criticism after the game for calling a holding penalty on Chiefs tackle Eric Fisher on the would-be game-tying two-point conversion late in the fourth quarter. Other officials assigned to the game are umpire Dan Farrell, head linesman Kent Payne, line judge Jeff Seaman, field judge Doug Rosenbaum, side judge Daryl Pirillo, back judge Todd Prukop, and replay official Tom Sifferman. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSRadio.com on Twitter, at CLNSRadio, and on Facebook at Facebook.com/CLNSFans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longi for Patriots newsfeed.